Today on Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans unveil their latest effort to repeal parts of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Also today, Vermont Senator, former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders will introduce a Medicare for All bill. Senator Elizabeth Warren and a group of other prominent Democrats support it. But, as WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, the effort for a single-payer plan is dividing Democrats, and some say it could backfire.
Bernie Sanders made the case for a single-payer Medicare for All program during his presidential campaign, and now he's pushing it in the Senate, asking big questions like this.
Why is it that in the United States of America, we are the only major country on earth that doesn't guarantee health care to all people as a right?
Sanders spoke last week at a Senate hearing on how to fix the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Sanders says it's no small thing that the law has helped 20 million more Americans obtain health insurance, but he says it's time to move beyond just tweaking the ACA.
But I think, Mr. Chairman, the time has come when we as a nation, and what the polling now tells us, 60% of the American people now believe the federal government should take responsibility, working with the states, in guaranteeing health care to all people as a right, something that I believe.
The Medicare for All bill, which Sanders is rolling out today, would extend the federally funded insurance program for elderly people to all Americans. For a long time, single-payer health care was outside the mainstream of the Democratic Party. But now it's picking up support from prominent progressives, including Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Last week, she signed on to the bill, saying it's one way to give every single person in the country access to high-quality health care. She told WBUR that the failed Republican effort to kill Obamacare demonstrated that most Americans would support Medicare for All.
Republicans, Democrats, independents made it clear to Congress that what they want to see is health care for all Americans, and they want to see it at an affordable price. And the federal government has an important role to play in that.
Sanders' bill faces almost impossible odds in the GOP-controlled Congress. But after the epic collapse of the Republican effort to kill the Affordable Care Act, it's a debate that progressives like Sanders and Warren are eager to have.
Let's face it, in America right now, there is one party that said, you know, it's fine to knock 25 million people off their health care coverage so that you could produce tax breaks for a handful of millionaires and billionaires. There's another party, the Democratic Party, that says healthcare is a basic human right.
It's a debate that Republicans are also eager to join.
But it gets worse. A new plan brought to you by the same Democrats who gave us Obamacare.
Single payer system.
This digital ad from the National Republican Congressional Committee is targeting Democrats up for re-election next year in 8 states, from New York to California, slamming them for supporting a proposal that it claims would lead to disastrous consequences.
Trillions in higher taxes, government control of your doctor, hospital, and even prescriptions.
A government-run single-payer system is also prompting a debate within the Democratic Party between progressives and moderates. Here's Matt Bennett, senior vice president of Third Way, a centrist Democratic think tank.
It might end up being unbelievably politically poisonous. It would involve the largest tax increase in the history of the world. And we don't even know, should it pass and become law, if it would work.
Bennett says passing major health care legislation is historically difficult. Just ask presidents from Clinton to Obama to Trump. Instead, he says Democrats should focus on saving and shoring up Obamacare. Bennett echoes the views of Mark Penn, a former pollster and advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton, who wrote recently in the New York Times that Democrats should embrace the center and avoid what he calls the sharply leftist ideas of progressives like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. So this is an argument for the moderate wing of the Democratic Party.
No, it's not.
Okay, tell me what it is.
Give me a break.
Elizabeth Warren rejects arguments from moderates that progressives like her are reaching too far.
Healthcare isn't some, what did he call it? Come on.
Sharply leftist ideas.
Sharply leftist ideas. Healthcare? Not knocking 25 million people off healthcare? I think our party has to show two things. One, what are our values? And the second is, are we really willing to get out there and fight? And I think healthcare has given us the perfect chance to do that.
So as Bernie Sanders rolls out his Medicare for All bill, two fights will begin today. One between Democrats and Republicans, another between Democrats and Democrats. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.